Good day and welcome to Father Tom DiLorenzo's radio ministry in season and out of season. Father Tom is giving a retreat this week and he would appreciate your prayers for himself and the retreatants. My name is Alan Bissett. Father Tom asked me to fill in for him for the week, so I'm happy to do that. I've been working with Father Tom for many years. I help lead the music at his worship services. And I completed a CD not long ago. Father Tom asked if I could play some of the music from that CD this week. So we'll be doing quite a bit of music this week, reading a little bit of scripture and commenting on the scripture, especially the scriptures that inspired the songs on the CD. My wife will be joining me later in the broadcast today. She has some very interesting insights on Psalm 95, which we will be playing in this broadcast. Now, yesterday we discussed the 35th chapter of Isaiah, and we talked about how this was an image of what happens when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives. The desert and the parched land rejoice and bloom. They bloom with abundant flowers. They rejoice with joyful song. So as we await the day of Pentecost, I think it's a good idea to prepare for this feast of the church by thinking about and meditating on this river of life, the fire of God, the holy wind from heaven, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, who is sent from the Father and Jesus to recreate us, to change us, the one who gives us the eternal life of heaven, the living waters. When Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, he said to her, "Give me a drink." The Samaritan woman replied, "You are a Jew. How can you ask me, a Samaritan and a woman, for a drink?" But Jesus said, "If only you recognized God's gift and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water. He would have given you living water." Then Jesus says later, "But whoever drinks the water I give him will never be thirsty. No, the water I give shall become a fountain within him, leaping up to provide eternal life." So Jesus wants to give us this living water. He wants this living water to become a fountain within us, leaping up to provide us eternal life. Isn't that interesting? That's wonderful. And then if we look at John chapter 14, this is the discourse Jesus gave to his apostles the night before he died, before he suffered for us. He said to them, "If you love me and obey the commands I give you, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another paraclete to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, since it neither sees him nor recognizes him. But you can recognize him because he remains with you and will be within you." And then a little later, "Yes, I tell you the sober truth. It is much better for you that I go. If I fail to go, the paraclete will never come to you, whereas if I go, I will send him to you." So Jesus had to redeem us. He had to take the sins of the world upon himself before he could send back the Holy Spirit to give us eternal life. Now, I want to go back before we begin to talk about the Holy Spirit. Let's look at this phrase: "If you love me and obey the commands I give you, I will ask the Father and he will give you another paraclete to be with you always, the Spirit of truth." And then a little later, "Anyone who loves me will be true to my word. My Father will love him and we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. He who obeys the commands he has from me is the man who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love him and reveal myself to him." So it's very important that we listen to Jesus and obey his commands. Remember yesterday we talked about the Mount of Transfiguration where the Father said, "This is my beloved, my holy one, my chosen. Listen to him." The author of the book of Hebrews also urges us to listen to the voice of God and to learn from the generation of Israelites who were freed from slavery in Egypt, were led through the Red Sea, and yet died in the desert. They were given the covenant at Sinai. They saw God's work and yet died in the desert. What happened? Let me quote now from Hebrews chapter 3. "Today, if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts as at the revolt in the day of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me and saw my works for 40 years. Because of this, I was angered with that generation. I said, they have always been of erring heart. They have never known my ways. Thus I swore in my anger, they shall never enter into my rest." And a little later, the author of Hebrews says, "We see, moreover, that it was their unbelief that kept them from entering, into the promised land. It was their unbelief that kept them from entering into God's rest." Now, the author of Hebrews is quoting Psalm 95 here, so let's take a minute and listen to a version of Psalm 95.
Come, let us sing and shout with joy. Shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Come, let us sing and shout with joy.
Let us sing
and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us sing and shout with joy.
Joy to the rock who saves us.
Come, let us sing and shout with joy.
Let us sing
and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Come and let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord. Of the Lord, harden not
not your hearts as in the day of contention in the desert, where your fathers tempted me and they tested me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray. They know not my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us sing and shout with joy. And shout with joy to the rock who saves us.
Yet another day.
Come, let us sing and shout with joy. And shout with joy to the rock who saves us.
Yet another day.
Come, let us sing and shout with joy. And shout with joy.
So the author of Hebrews says, today we can enter into the rest of the Lord. Today we can enter into that Sabbath rest. And St. Paul says, today is the day of salvation. So let's sing and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us come before him with praise and with great thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Now this Psalm 95 is a very interesting psalm. The first half is about coming into God's presence, acclaiming him, singing for joy, giving him thanks and praise, sing joyful psalms to him. For he's the Lord, he's a great God, the great king over all the gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too was formed by his hands. So come, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. He is our God, we are his people, the flock that he shepherds. Isn't that wonderful? So the first half is praising God, thanking him. He's our creator, he made us. He made us out of love. He made this whole world for us. And we're the flock. He's our good shepherd. But the second half says, you know this. Now listen to the voice of the Lord. Don't harden your hearts against him. Learn from those who fell in the desert. Learn from that first generation of Israelites. So the church gives us this psalm as the first psalm of morning prayer in the liturgy of the hours. The church recommends we say this every day. So the church is inviting us each morning to begin our day by praising the Lord, by thanking him, by singing joyful songs, joyful psalms to him, by remembering that he's our creator, by remembering that he is our good shepherd and we are his flock. We can put all our trust in him. And then also telling us, listen to the voice of the Lord today. Listen and don't harden your hearts. If we listen to the voice of the Lord and obey, we can enter into this Sabbath rest. Let's take a look now at what actually happened in the day of contention in the desert that is mentioned in Psalm 95. The Israelites had been brought out of slavery in Egypt. They had been miraculously delivered from Pharaoh's army through the Red Sea. They had marched 3 days in the desert and had come to a pool of water that was bitter. But God made that pool of water fresh for them, so they had water to drink. Further on in the desert, they had no food, so God gave them quail for meat and manna for bread in the desert. A little later on, they came to a place called Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. And they quarreled against Moses, saying, "Give us water to drink." Moses said, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" So they grumbled against Moses and said, "Did you bring us here into the desert to die?" And they were about to stone Moses. So the Lord told Moses to take his staff and strike the rock at Horeb, the rock that was there at the campsite, and water flowed from that rock for the people to drink. And the place was called Massa and Meribah, which means a place of quarreling, a place of contention, a place of testing. Now, I'd like my wife Nancy to comment on what the Lord was doing with the Israelites. What was his purpose here?
I think it's so important to remember that the God of the Israelites is our God as well. And what he was seeking to produce in the life of the Israelites is what he's also seeking to produce in us. God is about building a relationship with us, a relationship where we trust him, regardless of the circumstances, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Let's look at the book of James in the first chapter, where it says, "Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work, so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way." The Israelites were facing many trials in the desert. I believe that God the Father was hoping that his chosen people, the Israelites, would have come up to that rock and that place of the bitter water. And after 3 days of not having water and tasting it and finding it bitter, what if they had turned to Moses and said, "What does God have in mind to do to provide for us? For surely he is a good and faithful God, and we are his children, and we know that God has a plan. Pray and seek God to see how he will deliver us." This was the Israelites' opportunity to put their faith and their trust in God, for God to do a mighty miracle for them. But unfortunately, this is not what they chose. The same is true for us in our situations, in our trials, in our struggles. What will we choose when we come up against something that we can't face without God? Will we choose to grumble and complain? Or will we put our trust and our faith in God and praise him in the midst of our difficulties, walking by faith and not by sight?
So, of that whole generation of Israelites who were freed from bondage in Egypt, only Joshua and Caleb entered into the promised land. All the rest died in the desert. The author of Hebrews tells us that this should serve as a warning for us. Jesus also spoke very strongly about how important it is to trust God, to listen to him, and to obey, to do the will of the Father in heaven. Let's listen to this song, "Not All Who Cry Lord," taken from Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 7.
Not all who cry Lord, Lord, not all who cry Lord, Lord, not all who cry Lord, Lord, will enter in. Not all who cry Lord, Lord, not all who cry Lord, Lord, not all who cry Lord, Lord, will enter in. But only those who
kingdom of God.
Not all who cry, Lord, Lord.
Not all who cry, Lord, Lord.
Not all who cry, Lord, Lord. Not all who cry, Lord, Lord.
Not all who cry, Lord,
Lord. Not all who cry, Lord,
Lord.
Will enter in.
But only those who do the will of my Father in heaven will enter into the kingdom of God. Only those who do the will of my Father in heaven will enter into the kingdom of God.
Not all who cry, Lord,
Lord.
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 Will enter in.
So let's do the will of the Father in heaven and enter into his kingdom. Let's enter into that Sabbath rest which is reserved for those who listen and believe and obey. Let's believe in the one the Father has sent into this world so that we might have eternal life. Let's receive from Jesus that living water which will become a fountain within us, leaping up to provide eternal life. The benefits of listening and believing and obeying are fantastic. Listen to this again. From the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "He who obeys the commandments he has from me is the man who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love him and reveal myself to him." Jesus will reveal himself to us if we listen, believe, and obey. And he says down a little later, "Anyone who loves me will be true to my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him." Allow the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit to make a dwelling place in your heart so that we can enter into that Sabbath rest. In the book of Hebrews it says, "Therefore a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. And he who enters into God's rest rests from his own work, as God did from his. Let us strive to enter into that rest so that no one may fall in imitation of the example of Israel's unbelief." And how do we enter into that rest? It says a little later, "Let us hold fast to our profession of faith, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and favor and to find help in time of need." So let's approach that throne of grace so that we can receive God's mercy and receive his favor and receive God's help in our time of need. I'd like to thank you today for listening in to Father Tom DiLorenzo's in-season and out-of-season radio ministry. And I'd like to remind you that if you would like to donate to Father Tom for this ministry, you can write to In-Season and Out-of-Season, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Massachusetts, 02128. That's P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. If you are interested in receiving the music that was on this broadcast today, you could go to the Running Streams Music website. That's www.runningstreams.com. That's one word, runningstreams.com. Or you could call 603-588-2918. That's 603-588-2918. And we can give you information on how you could purchase the CD that the music we played today is on. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll end today with a little bit more of Psalm 95.
Shout with joy.
Let us sing
and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Come, let us sing and shout with joy.
Let us sing
and shout with joy to the rock who saves us.
God, the mighty God.